Lean. Lean improvement initiatives focus on reduction or elimination of waste in all areas. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary identifies lean and lean manufacturing as synonyms for lean production, which it defines as follows. A philosophy of production that emphasizes the minimization of the amount of all the resources, including time, used in the various activities of the enterprise. It involves identifying and eliminating non-value-adding activities in design, production, supply chain management, and customer management. Lean producers employ teams of multi-skilled workers at all levels of the organization and use highly flexible, increasingly automated machines to produce volumes of products in potentially enormous variety. Lean production contains a set of principles and practices to reduce costs through the relentless removal of waste and through the simplification of all manufacturing and support processes. Most lean resources credit Henry Ford as the first person to truly integrate an entire production process when he created what he called flow production in 1913. Ford's techniques, however, lacked flexibility. They were intended to produce only black Model T automobiles. During the 1930s, Toyota revised Ford's concepts to provide both continuity in process flow and a wide variety in product offerings. This became known as the Toyota Production System, TPS. We will examine key aspects of the Toyota system throughout this discussion of lean. Lean thinking has applications all along the supply chain, from eliminating unnecessary steps in product design to aligning suppliers' processes with the delivery schedules required for lean manufacturing. Waste in the world of lean thinking is anything that fails to add value in the eyes of the customer. Waste can therefore mean product features or entire products that customers feel are unnecessary. Waste can also refer to unnecessary materials, equipment, processes, plant, personnel, time, any operational element that can be eliminated without reducing the value provided to the customer. Reducing non-value-added costs and times passed to customers not only makes customers happier, it also tends to lower the organization's costs or increases profits. For example, checking in and selecting seats online are two examples of ways that airlines have reduced their costs while reducing non-value-added wait time for their customers. This is a definite win-win for the supply chain and for the customer. Likewise, a supplier of retail goods to a major retailer can lean its supply chain by using point-of-sale data from its customers to create replenishment orders to ship the right amount of product directly to each store. This helps minimize the bullwhip effect and keep inventory levels lower than if they were using only forecasting methods to drive their processes. Lean initiatives are fueled by a specific set of tools and techniques. For example, lean production is also compatible with Six Sigma. Exhibit 4-53 outlines the main features of lean production. Exhibit 4-53, Lean Production. Lean Objectives. Lean supply chains strive to achieve the following objectives. Eliminate waste in business value streams. Lean supply chains eliminate all processes that add cost without adding customer value, including materials handling, inspection. Perfect products don't require inspection, inventory, and rework. Get it right the first time. The perfect lean system would also reduce distances that parts and employees have to travel to avoid wasted time and wasted steps. Meet customer demand. Organizations adopt lean and encourage their suppliers to do so to strengthen the supply chain. Lean systems aim to produce only products and services that customers want and only at the rate that customers want to buy them. Increase velocity. Velocity refers to the time it takes to provide value to the customer. Velocity in supply chain management is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the relative speed of all transactions collectively within a supply chain community. The definition goes on to state that a maximum velocity is most desirable because it indicates higher asset turnover for stockholders and faster order-to-delivery response for customers. Through the use of JIT and lean techniques, velocity produces products and services only as fast as customers want them. Reduce need for working capital. Working capital, the cash available for the day-to-day operations of a company, is increased because of reduced inventory and improved productivity. Increase inventory turns. Inventory turnover, or inventory turns, is the number of times that an inventory cycles or turns over during the year. Shortening lead times and assembling to order are ways to increase inventory turns. Gain market share. Quality, low cost, short lead times, and other lean principles help organizations and supply chains gain competitive advantage. Increase profitability. Increased profitability results when non-value-added activities are reduced and volume is added without adding resources. Develop the workforce. Lean reinforces the occupational development of employees, though improved job design, training opportunities, more challenging work, more responsibility, participation at all employee levels, and more teamwork. Job titles are typically reduced and worker flexibility is increased. Produce products and services with perfect quality. When all is functioning according to plan, lean systems allow employees to produce perfect results. In lean supply chains, organizations find suppliers whose methods will synchronize with lean requirements and develop long-term relationships with them. Developing relationships with partners rather than seeking low bids for every project is a fundamental lean principle. Organizations seek or develop suppliers who understand and are willing to play a role in creating value for customers by streamlining processes and developing the organizational capabilities to deliver just in time. Lean principles. Lean thinking by Womack and Jones identifies 5 principles that epitomize lean. These core lean principles are summarized in Exhibit 4-54. General implications for supply chain management are included. House of Toyota. A House of Toyota, also called a House of Lean, is a framework commonly used to explain the entire scope of lean. The House of Toyota graphic was created by Teiichi Ono, an Eiji Toyota of Toyota, to help explain the Toyota production system to employees and suppliers. Exhibit 4-55, we see a typical representation of the House of Toyota. Exhibit 4-55, House of Toyota. Source, Apex Lean Enterprise Workshop Series. Although Toyota has had its issues such as recalls, the company is still a good example of lean production. These quality issues reaffirm the critical importance of a company aligning its long-term quality strategy and value proposition with its shorter-term growth strategy, thereby ensuring that value will continue to exist. Foundation. The metaphor of a house was used to convey stability. Operational stability, the house foundation, implies stable demand and processes through leveling standardized work and processes improved through Kaizen. Let's look more closely at these 3 terms. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary tells us that load leveling, also referred to as capacity smoothing or level loading, is defined as follows. Spreading orders out in time or rescheduling operations so that the amount of work to be done in sequential time periods tends to be distributed evenly and is achievable. Although both material and labor are ideally level loaded, specific businesses and industries may load to one or the other exclusively, for example, service industries. In the Toyota production system, Hajunka is the Japanese term akin to leveling. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines it as part of the just-in-time philosophy and as an approach to level production throughout the supply chain to match the planned rate of end product sales. Standardized work, or standard work, has been compared to the steps in a dance. It defines tasks, such as content, sequence, and timing, to achieve an optimum process in the time available. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines Kaizen as follows. Continuing improvement involving everyone, managers and workers. In manufacturing, Kaizen relates to finding and eliminating waste in machinery, labor, or production methods. Roof. The House of Toyota roof contains the primary goals of the Toyota production system, achieved by eliminating waste. The primary goal is to have a customer focus, which is addressed in detail elsewhere since this is basically customer relationship management. Other goals include the following. Best quality. One piece or continuous flow improves quality because the next downstream process uses the piece shortly after it has been produced at the previous upstream process. Unless there is batch processing, there will be very few pieces produced with a defect because a defective item should be found soon after it is made. If there is batch processing, a quality problem could potentially be replicated in the entire batch before it is found in a downstream process. Lowest cost. The premise of lean is that the least amount of waste will result in the lowest costs. It should be noted, however, that if standard cost accounting is used for lean projects, The results will actually make it appear as though many lean efforts are having a seemingly negative financial effect on the organization. Here is why. When management accounting methods came into being in the early 1900s, they were designed to support manufacturers that produced large batches of products with long lead times. These manufacturers were also intent on having significant inventory for their customers. Thus, traditional management accounting measurements focused on planned versus actual direct costs and overhead, for example, machine utilization, cost variance, budget adherence. Lean accounting instead focuses on delivery to the customer, for example, through cycle time and inventory turns. Lean accounting also necessitates different types of financial, behavioral, and core process performance metrics. A lean metric is one that permits a balanced evaluation and response, such as improving quality without sacrificing quantity objectives. ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. Thus, management accounting does not capture or reflect significant productivity gains due to lean practices. It also tends to make profits appear lower than they actually are, even though cash flow has improved due to lean processes. Shortest, delivery, lead time. With lean's emphasis on activities such as one-piece flow and pull systems, queue times, wait times for a product awaiting the next step in a process, often shrink significantly. The result is typically a short lead time to the customer. Two pillars, Jidoka and Just-in-Time, are two important lean concepts. They are shown as the outer pillars in the house of Toyota. The house will not stand without both pillars. Jidoka. Jidoka is a Japanese term that can be loosely translated as automation with a human touch. In the house of Toyota, Jidoka is facilitated by line stoppage, the separation of operator and machine activities, mistake proofing, and in-station visual control. Jidoka is sometimes referred to as intelligent automation or autonomation. It is the ability to stop production lines by human or machine in the event of problems such as equipment malfunction, quality issues, or late work. Specially equipped machines can stop a process immediately when a problem occurs and signal for help. Operators stop work and correct the problem. Sometimes managers or supervisors are involved, depending upon the magnitude of the problem. Whether the stoppage is manual or automated, Jidoka prevents defective products from being produced. It helps identify and correct problem areas using localization and isolation. Hokai Yokei is a tool used to support Jidoka. Often referred to as mistake proofing or error proofing, the term comes from poka, which means error, and yokuru, which means to avoid. Hokai Yokei is a failure mode control, a method or device to detect abnormal conditions and stop the process. An example of Hokai Yokei is a component with a flange that allows it to be installed in one way only rather than being able to be installed backward by accident. In-station control, also referred to as visual control or problem visualization, describes the sequence when a problem arises. Since the equipment stops when an abnormality is detected, a single operator can visually monitor and efficiently control many machines. A problem display board, usually electronic, called Andon, allows an operator to identify problems in the production line at a glance. The problem is corrected and improvements are incorporated into the standard workflow, just in time. JIT allows delivery of the right items at the right time to the right place in the right amounts. Takt time, one-piece flow, and pull systems facilitate JIT. One-piece flow and pull systems are described elsewhere. Takt time needs further explanation. When a lean system is ticking along at the perfect rate, its production of finished goods is exactly synchronized with the rate of customer demand. This reduces inventories to a minimum, eliminating all but work-in-process and in-transit inventories. The heartbeat of such a synchronized system is called takt time. Derived from the German word for musical meter, takt time uses this ratio. For example, say that customer demand for walking chronometers is running at 1,000 units per day and available capacity is rated at 700 minutes per day. Takt time would be 0.7 minutes per unit, 700 minutes divided by 1,000 watches. The production system would then have to be designed to produce a unit every 42 seconds, 0.7 x 60 seconds, or capacity would have to be increased. The end result of JIT is that each process produces only what is needed by the next process in continuous flow. A just-in-time system functions properly when all of the parts that are made and supplied meet predetermined quality standards. Jadoka supports this through the detection of errors or defects during production. Center of house. The center of the house of Toyota promotes the following core lean principles. Culture of continuous improvement. In order for lean to be successful, organizational leadership must relinquish hierarchical authority and create a culture of learning and experimentation to support continuous improvement. The continuous improvement mindset starts at the top, and everyone in the organization is involved. Employee involvement plays an important role in lean manufacturing in terms of both continuous improvement and quality control efforts. Employees are rewarded for successful initiatives. Respect for people. People means customers as well as people in the local communities and employees. How is respect for people achieved? Safety is ensured, the wider community is served, and employee morale is boosted. Organizations give back and protect the wider community through green practices and other environmental initiatives. Employees are empowered and take ownership for their work. Teams facilitate creativity, effectiveness, and efficiencies. Additional lean considerations. Let's consider some additional concepts commonly applied in lean initiatives. Value stream mapping. Value stream mapping is a paper and pencil tool that helps you to see and understand the flow of material and information as a product or service makes its way through the value stream. While it is similar to process mapping in Six Sigma, it tends to display a broader range of supply chain processes, stretching all the way from receiving raw material to delivering finished goods. Not only does a value stream map sketch all the steps in a production or service delivery process, it also includes the management and information systems that accompany the process. The basic procedure of value stream mapping is to begin by drawing the process, then overlay a map of the information flows that support the process. This provides a picture of the current state of the supply chain, complete with value-adding and non-value-adding activities. The bottom of the chart clearly differentiates value-added time from non-value-added time, such as waiting for production, and sums them separately. After completing the value stream map of the current state with input and approval from all stakeholders, the next step is to draw a future state map that eliminates as many wasteful activities as possible. Organizations that successfully convert a shop floor into a lean production area through value stream mapping will sometimes apply the same technique to mapping and improving other areas, such as incoming supply, outgoing distribution, the design process, or administrative procedures. Value stream mapping is a powerful yet simple tool that does not require advanced technology. Nevertheless, it provides a way to link metrics/reporting requirements and stakeholders from multiple functions, including managers and staff, to sustain a lean initiative across the entire supply chain. It gives managers and employees the same tool and language to use to communicate. Kaizen events/Kaizen Blitz. Kaizen is the Japanese word for continuous improvement, and it signifies a carefully designed, evolutionary process. A Kaizen event is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. A time-boxed set of activities carried out by the cell team during the week of cell implementation. The Kaizen event is an implementation arm of a lean manufacturing program. A Kaizen event is a regularly scheduled event that is designed to be started and completed in a limited time frame, such as a week. Therefore, it is used for continuous improvements that can be identified and enacted without significant disruption to processes or staff. Note that this needs to be a regular process because one or two successes from Kaizen events may lead to complacency rather than commitment to long-term reform. Therefore, the change leaders in the organization, often assisted by consultants, should embed the Kaizen event in a carefully developed long-term plan that is communicated clearly to all stakeholders. A related term for a more intense version of the process that could make many improvements but keeps the focus area narrow is a Kaizen Blitz registered trademark. It is defined by the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. A rapid improvement of a limited process area, such as a production cell. Part of the improvement team consists of workers in that area. The objectives are to use innovative thinking to eliminate non-value-added work, and to immediately implement the changes within a week or less. Ownership of the improvement by the area work team and the development of the team's problem-solving skills are additional benefits. In general, the Kaizen Blitz includes basic training, analysis, usually a flowchart of the process to be redesigned, and the design itself. The Blitz is something of an anomaly, therefore, and is not without its dangers. For one thing, the quick turnaround time allows for only superficial training and analysis and design methods without attention to the subtleties or trade-offs. A Kaizen Blitz can be most useful at the beginning of a Lean or TQM initiative to provide a quick demonstration of the possibilities of reform and thus convince skeptics that change can be beneficial. Lean techniques, such as the Kaizen event, may have seen their first applications in Toyota and other Japanese companies, but they can be just as usefully applied in service settings as on shop floors. For example, a Minnesota healthcare organization adapted Toyota's Rapid Process Improvement Workshop, RPIW, essentially a Kaizen Blitz, to their endoscopy service to reduce the annoyingly long wait for appointments. With the improvements that resulted, they doubled the number of patient visits per day without reducing the time spent with a physician. After that initial success, the medical center conducted dozens more RPIWs, which resulted in a savings of $7.5 million in the first year. In this instance, the initial blitz was the first step in what became an organization-wide lean revamping of the service supply chain. It is important to emphasize that TQM, Lean Six Sigma, and JIT all take years to achieve their objectives and many small improvements, and some large re-engineering efforts are needed in many places to increase the maturity of the system as a whole. 5S. The 5S refers to a workplace organization method expressed in Japanese, Siri, Seiden, Siso, Seketsu, and Shitsuk. Collectively, they describe how to organize a workspace to optimize efficiency and effectiveness. Since order and organization are important concepts in Lean, these 5S, often referred to as 5S, have been adopted and translated into English as sort, simplify, scrub, standardize, and sustain. The purpose of the 5S is to make everything about the workplace orderly and clean and keep it so. Exhibit 4-56 describes the 5S, source. Adapted from Five Pillars of the Visual Workplace by Hiroyuki Hirano, the 5S create a workplace suitable for lean production. They convey the message that quality starts with the people in the organization. The 5S provide a framework for a workplace that is clean, uncluttered, safe, and organized, where people become empowered and engaged. Setup time reduction. Setup time reduction has a major impact on production costs and product variety. This practice aims to reduce waste, time, and material in the setup process. It encompasses improved processes, as well as having employees being responsible for their own setups. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines setup time as the time required for a specific machine, resource, work center, process, or line to convert from the production of the last good piece of item A to the first good piece of item B. Reducing setup time increases an operation's velocity and throughput. There are 5 steps to reduce setup time. Classify internal and external changeover tasks. Internal tasks must be performed while a machine is stopped, idle time. External or preparation tasks can be performed while the machine is still running. Convert internal setup tasks to external tasks. For example, organize tools and materials for setup while the machine is still running a batch. Streamline internal setup. For example, find ways to reduce the time it takes to fasten equipment in place. Eliminate adjustments. Documenting the proper adjustments for different materials helps eliminate wasteful trial and error, as adjustments are repeated until the machine produces an in-spec product. Minimize external preparation time, since small batch processes may not provide enough time to prepare for the changeover. Remember that reducing changeover time is a part of an overall strategy, and it impacts and is impacted by other areas such as lot size and lead time. Make sure that your setup time reduction accomplishes your strategic goals. Do you aim to reduce time, cost, human resources, maintenance, or a combination? Does quality need to be improved? Although all of the above are often desired, generally not all are possible. Total productive maintenance. Total productive maintenance, TPM, seeks to engage all levels and functions in an organization to maximize the overall effectiveness of production equipment. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines TPM as follows. Preventive maintenance plus continuing efforts to adapt, modify, and refine equipment to increase flexibility, reduce materials handling, and promote continuous flows. It is operator-oriented maintenance with the involvement of all qualified employees in all maintenance activities. TPM aims to reduce mistakes and accidents, where maintenance departments are traditionally responsible for preventive maintenance programs. TPM seeks to involve workers in all departments and levels, from the plant floor to senior executives, to ensure effective equipment operation. Three major areas of waste. As Lean strives to eliminate waste, there are three broad types of waste it focuses on: Muda, Nura, and Muri, according to Taichi Ono. Muda is synonymous with waste, any activity that consumes resources but creates no value. Recall that value is what the customer is willing to pay for. Nura is a general Japanese term for unevenness or inconsistency. Mura occurs in the demand for production and in processes. In Lean, Nura creates Muri. Muri is an overburdened situation, the overburdening of employees or processes. For many organizations, Nura and Muri are the root causes of Muda. It is management's responsibility to examine the Muda in the processes and eliminate the deeper root causes of the waste by considering the connections to Mura and Muri. A typical example of the interplay of Muda, Mura, and Muri is an organization playing catch-up and trying to make forecasted numbers as the end of a fiscal reporting period approaches. Demand is raised, increasing Mura. This causes production to try to squeeze extra capacity from the process. Routines and standards are modified or stretched, leading to Muri. Ultimately, this results in downtime, mistakes, backflows, and waiting. Muda is the waiting and corrections that result. Lean takes a problem-solving approach rather than a tools-based approach to eliminating waste. In Lean, tools serve specific purposes and support focused improvement efforts. Exhibit 4-57 lists tools that are used to combat Muda, Nura, and Muri. As Lean strives to identify waste from the customer's perspective and determine how to eliminate that waste, these tools help to make processes more standardized, effective, and efficient. For example, a pull system minimizes inventory waste by pulling inventory through the supply chain based on actual demand signals rather than pushing inventory out based on forecasts that could be inaccurate. In complex supply chains, especially global ones, implementing Lean and responding to demand events from downstream operations poses challenges. But when system wastes are eliminated, Lean's benefits will include reduced inventories, lower labor and material costs, energy efficiencies, increased customer value, improved customer satisfaction, coordinated continuous improvement efforts across the supply chain, and competitive advantage and leadership in the global marketplace.